if you base your whole life on selfishness and doing what is good, what is great for you, and all this stuff, and forget about anything else, you're destined for destruction. But if you base your life on the love of Christ, and you base your life on the message of the cross, there's eternal life. That's basically what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. So Nicodemus would come in the evening and say, "I understand." And Jesus would spend time and patience and explain to him about being born of the water and the Spirit. Many of us come to Jesus in different forms and fashions. You know, many of us was adults, young adults, when we came to know Jesus, like I was. Many came to know Jesus from the early stages of their life because your family took you to church and you learned about Jesus. So don't underestimate your power to share the good news of the risen Christ with a hurting world. And when Jesus has explained all this to Nicodemus, he finally got to the point where, okay, we're going to go round and round and round. I could just imagine this conversation going over and over and over. And Nicodemus said, well, I don't understand. How can this be? How can a person be born again? You got to be born by water and the Spirit. Okay, and I understand about Moses and the snake on the stick. Okay, I'm kind of getting it. And then finally Jesus ends in 3:16, saying, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life." And be prepared to, when you're talking to someone and they're questioning you about Christ, I don't know about this, I don't know about that, what's this all about, bread and wine, the body and the blood, about Moses, and I don't understand this, I don't understand that, and they're searching, they're breaking down their barriers. You're peeling off a lot of the outer barriers. End your conversation with that one phrase, that one verse. The bottom line is God loved this world so much that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And let them go on and do some further research on that. And I'm sure that's what Nicodemus did. When Jesus went through this encounter with Nicodemus, back and forth, he ended up saying that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him won't perish, but will have eternal life. He said God didn't send his Son into the world to judge the world, but the world might be saved through him. Powerful message. And I'm sure the ending days of Jesus, Nicodemus witnessed this. And I'm sure afterwards, Nicodemus became one of those many people that became a strong witness and a testimony of the love of God through Jesus. So let your testimony shine. Separate yourself from the crowd. Selfishness, eliminate. Understanding, continue to search for. Let us pray.